This is The Cube, where simple tasks become epic challenges.
This is not easy.
7 games, 9 lives, £250,000.
Have you got what it takes to beat The Cube? The show that pushes people's nerves to the limit. Will someone beat it tonight? Let's find out and meet our first contestant. Chris Paynes.
Hello, Chris.
Very lovely to meet you, sir. Welcome to The Cube. You are Chris Paynes. What do you do for a living?
I'm a civil engineer.
OK, where do you live?
Pontypridd.
OK, and who have you brought with you?
I've brought on my left Debbie, my beautiful daughter Amy, my best friend Paul.
Lovely to meet you all. Lovely to meet you. Do you think you've got what it takes to beat that?
I tell you what I want to do. I want to prove to Amy that her dad has still got it. And I'm not an has-been just yet, so, yeah.
Do you think you can beat it?
I'm going to give you a good shot.
Good stuff. Amy, here we go. Let's see whether or not he can. Game one is for £1,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Chase. You have 10 seconds to hit 15 red lights in the order they appear, using only one hand. If you hit the wrong button, or if you run out of time, you will lose a life. So, Christopher, will you be fast enough for £1,000?
Hitting them as they appear in sequence. Feeling good?
Yeah. It's probably not my favourite of types of games, but yeah, I'm pretty good.
You have 9 lives. The cube will give you a simplify. You make a game easier if you want to. Ready to play?
Yeah, go for it.
Best of luck. Enter the cube. You're inside. There you are. How do you feel?
I think I know how a bearded dragon, Lily and Rosie, feel now.
Pets?
Yeah. I hope you're not going to send in some crickets for me.
You tell me when you're ready. The cube will start the game. Hit them as they light up.
Okay.
Fast as you can.
Ready?
Cube, play the game. But you are going very well.
Ready.
Do you play the game? Go for it. Oh, I think all you did was just panic a little bit on that first go.
Yeah.
But that's terrific. You have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Quantity. Christopher, you must calculate how many squares appear on the floor of the cube. You have 12 seconds to do so, and your time starts as soon as the squares appear. It's just counting, but will the pressure affect you when playing for £2,000?
12 seconds to count the squares. Give me a number. If it's the right one, you've got £2,000. You've got 8 lives, you've got your simplify. The cube will now give you a trial run, so you can try a game if you want to before you decide to play it.
No, I'll go in the cube.
Straight in.
Straight in.
For £2,000, the best of luck, Chris. Enter the cube. Tell me when you're ready. The squares will appear. Just count them.
Okay. Ready?
Cube. Show him the squares. So you have a number in your head?
Yeah.
You're right over there. She's in bits over here. Now, have you got it right?
Well, I'm open. It's just like my age, 39.
39. Cube, is he right or wrong? Is it 39? Oh, yes.
Feel wonderful.
Feel
good?
Really good. In one. There you go. Now you can be really proud of him now. And Olivia misses him bits over there. You didn't think he was going to get that first time, did you?
No.
No. Have a bit of faith. You've got £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Transfer. You must place all 27 cubes into the box within 20 seconds. The cubes will only just fit, so you must place them carefully. If any of the cubes are above the rim of the box when the time is up, you will lose a life. So the question is, will you take this game on and play for £10,000?
So there are all the little cubes inside the big cube, and all you've got to do is to stack them in that box. And this is for £10,000. So what is the £10,000 going to be spent on?
It's starting to think Amy wants to go to Florida, perhaps put a bit of a deposit towards my stepson coming back home to Wales.
So Florida could be riding on this one. How do you feel about that?
Quite nervous.
Quite nervous. I'm not surprised.
What's the stats on it?
On average, it takes 3.2 lives.
3.2.
You've got 8. Yes. And a trial run. And a single fly.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
Straight in?
Yeah.
Straight in for £10,000. Good luck, Chris. Enter the queue. The red light flashes, you're in play.
Ready.
Cube. Play the game. Go! So close! That was very close, but not close enough.
I probably had the wrong technique to start off with, but then as I was dropping him down, I felt that was easier than pushing him into shape. Bit of move faster. Yeah, got to get the adrenaline going on there.
Well, let's give him a huge round of applause!
I should be good at this red for Wales.
Yes, absolutely. All you got to do is stack them in there and you've got £10,000. 6 lives remaining. How are you going to play this? We'll find out after the break. The Cube. The Cube.
Christopher, your first game was Chase, which you completed on your second attempt. You then played Quantity and lost no lives at all. You are now playing Cube Transfer, which has so far taken two of your lives. So, Christopher, can you place the cubes in the box within 20 seconds for £10,000?
What do you think?
Go for it. One more time.
One more.
Yeah, definitely.
One more.
Yeah.
Before you use the simplifier.
Yeah, go for it.
Going for it again?
Yeah.
Very good. This is the one that gets you £10,000. Fingers crossed. Tell me when you're ready and the cube will play the game.
Ready.
Cube, play the game. Go! Up there. You have £10,000. Florida! Game four is for £20,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Barrier. Christopher. Simply cross over the barriers without dislodging them. The game is completed when both feet have cleared the final barrier. Sounds easy, but when blindfolded, your spatial awareness will become severely distorted. Can you remain focused for £20,000?
Bit of a cube favourite on this one. Some people feel really confident, and for other people, it frightens them to death. What's it doing to you?
Probably frightening with death, actually. We used some of our gardening furniture.
So you've practiced this one?
Yeah.
Blindfolded?
Blindfolded. One day I was like a karate kid when I had a scarf down it. If my neighbour saw me, I think, what's that idiot doing again?
What do you think?
I'll go with the first one and then, like, see if you feel like you can do it and then simplify.
The simplify if you need it.
Yes.
So you're confident I can do it in six, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, they seem to want me to have a go at it, so let's do it.
He's going to do it. For £20,000.
That'd be a big regret.
Oh, let's hope not. Enter the queue. Now that is always an attractive look. Tucked his trousers into his socks. Pop the mask on. That's it. Now you don't have to snap it down until you're absolutely ready to go.
Do this.
Good luck. Go when you're ready.
Oh, come luck.
Five lives remaining.
How are you feeling?
I didn't step far enough there. One more go.
Then simplify.
So, when you're absolutely happy, go again. You have 5 lives. Good luck. Simplify the game.
One of the barriers has been removed.
You have 4 attempts at this. Each one should be a learning curve. Counting your steps. If you make an error, not panicking, going back and trying again. When you're ready.
Step was quite small. Perhaps it should be a little bit bigger.
Last step.
The last step, yeah.
Okay, another go. 3 lives remaining. Good luck. Fantastic. Just great.
Can I take these out?
You can take yes, take those out. Not the best look you've ever had in your life, but listen, it doesn't matter.
It's been worst.
Yeah. I hope you're proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm here to make you proud. You have £20,000.
Yeah!
Game 5 is for £50,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Balance. You must balance on the beam for 20 seconds. If any part of your body touches the floor within that time, you will lose a life. The narrow beam will make this harder than it looks, Christopher. So can you maintain poise under pressure for £50,000?
Look at that. That is all that stands between you and £50,000. Balancing on a beam. You have 3 lives and you have your trial run. The statistic for this is that on average it takes 3.3 lives. We talked Amy, at 10,000, about Florida. We ought to talk about 50,000. Have a think about spending that money, and if it's all right by you, we'll see you after the break.
Christopher, all you have to do is balance on the beam for 20 seconds. You have 3 lives and your trial run remaining. So, will you choose to take on balance for £50,000? If you play and lose, Christopher, you will walk away with nothing.
£50,000 to balance on a beam.
You don't think about £50,000 now. It doesn't happen to us. And, yeah, what can you do with that? I can do loads of wonderful things.
What do you think?
I think he should take the trial run, and if he doesn't do it, then go with the 20,000. Just trial leave. Run. Trial run.
Mm. Amy says trial run.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Trial run.
I'm going to go for the trial.
For a trial run, enter the queue. You're balancing for 20 seconds.
OK, good.
This is your trial run, so this will give you an idea as to whether or not it's doable.
Yeah.
If you want to play it. If you can do this in one, easily, then that £50,000 is really very, very close.
OK.
Best of luck, Chris.
Away £20,000 of grandchildren.
I had a bad start then.
No, I wouldn't.
a very bad start.
Think of the grandchildren moving to Wales. No, don't away, please.
You've only got 3 lives left.
We want our son home with us.
Was I that bad?
Yes. Yes.
No, Phil, I'm going to take the money, thanks.
You're coming out?
Wonderful evening, I take the money.
You came here this evening to prove your words, to prove that you still had it.
Have I still got it? I think I have. Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
You still got it? He's done incredibly well this evening. You didn't beat the cue,
no.
But you have taken £20,000 out of it.
I can do a lot now.
Who's next to take on the cue? Scott Spencer! Hi, Scott.
Hi, how you doing?
So you are Scott Spencer.
That's me.
Whereabouts are you from, Scott?
I'm from lovely Essex.
Okay, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a full-time dad.
Right, big job.
Hardest job I've ever
had. Who have you brought with you?
I've brought my mum, who's in the middle there. There she is, Lynn. Fiona, who's my mother-in-law.
Hiya.
On the left, we've got Otis, my best mate.
Right.
And Kevin, my other best mate as well.
Good. Yeah. Do you have what it takes to beat the cue?
I wouldn't be here otherwise.
Absolutely. Good answer. It's game one. It's for £1,000, and this is what's inside your cue.
Rick. Scott, 5 small squares will travel across the cube. Push the button to stop the squares when they are directly above the grey line. You must repeat the process until you have completed a large square. So, can you react fast enough for £1,000?
The body makes it look simple, but of course nothing is simple inside the cube. What do you think looking at that?
I like the look of it, but You know, obviously my first time in there, so we'll see how that goes.
Do you play puzzles and things?
Occasionally with my two-year-old, but maybe they're a bit more simple than this.
Right, OK, and not for £1,000?
No.
Well, this one is for £1,000. You have 9 lives. You have your Simplify, so it means that you can make the game easier if you're struggling.
OK.
If you're ready for £1,000, enter the queue. And you are inside the queue. You start the game by pressing the button, and then those squares will pass like a little snake backwards and forwards, and they'll keep going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, so you can wait as long as you like until you're absolutely sure of the pattern.
Okay. Yep.
Happy?
I'm happy.
Okay. When you're ready, press that button, start the game. I can hear your mate over here going, whoa. Otis, is he going a bit quick then?
You think I should go slower?
Take your time. You've got time.
Well, the cube's taken a life.
Yeah.
You have 8 lives. You started off very well. Do you think you got a bit overconfident?
Maybe I could have let it go a little bit more.
Go, are you ready?
Okay.
Lost a life on that,
didn't
you?
I
could
really
see it in your face. You have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Gradient. You must drop the ball down the tube and catch it at the other end before it hits the floor. You must release the ball and catch it with the same hand and must not touch the bottom of the tube. So, Scott, will you have the speed and agility needed to win £2,000?
Bit of a cube favourite, this one.
Yeah, definitely recognise this.
It's been the undoing of a few people
and
the making of others.
Yeah.
What's it going to do to you?
See, I like this game, but I remember seeing others who I thought would do good not do so good.
Dame Kelly Holmes.
Exactly.
Wiped her out.
That's the person I was thinking of. Now, I was an athlete, so I was kind of thinking, looking at her, maybe I'd be on the same kind of par, but I hope not.
Well, let's hope not. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm just going to go straight in.
Straight in for £2,000. Scott.
Doesn't get any smaller in here, actually. It's sort of, kind of hoping I get used to it. Okay. That's a lot lower than I thought.
Let's hope you do this in one. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Pick up the ball and go when you're ready.
That's lighter than I thought, which I'm hoping will work in my favour.
Seven lives remaining.
So now you know the speed. You can see the speed of the ball. You know what's expected of you.
Scott, wouldn't it be better if you come around the other side? Because I'm left-handed, and I'd find it easier around the other side.
Really?
No?
No.
No,
you'd be better.
Stay there, mate.
Stay that side.
Sorry, catch it back-handed. Stay there.
Okay. I still think I'm best this side. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
No, that would feel...
No, you'll catch it backwards.
It's got to be this side. Okay.
Cube's taken a life. Let's hope it doesn't take another one.
Yeah.
You have 7 lives.
Okay.
Exactly what we were talking about, wasn't it? Bounce that. Hit your hand twice, then.
Yeah, twice. This is not easy.
Yep.
Cup your hand as big as you can get.
Yeah, my hands aren't as big as yours.
Same again, mate.
I do not want to be simplifying at this kind of level.
Here you go.
I didn't think I would do. It's coming down there so quick.
Simplifying it's not going to make it that much easier.
Don't think about it too much, mate.
No, just do go this.
Don't overanalyze. Do it again. Yeah. Take your time.
Just take your time.
Well, while you ponder that, we'll take a break.
First game was Grid, which you completed on your second attempt. You are now playing Gradient for £2,000, but you've already lost 3 lives. Will you decide to use your Simplify now, or risk losing even more lives?
All right, I'll give it one more go. Let's see how we go. Yeah, one more. Okay. Give us a little cheer, it won't make any difference, but give it a little cheer. That was just for me, I just wanted to do it. Okay.
To swap the balls so that the red balls are in the red box and the white balls are in the white box. This game is for £10,000, Scott. Can you remain focused under such pressure?
It's funny, this one. It's one of those things that some people's heads can't get round and some people can.
Yeah.
And it is just that coordination.
I like to think my head doesn't get messed up that easy.
This is for £10,000. Have you thought about spending your £10,000?
Me and my wife got married and then we moved and then we had that little boy, so everything happened quite quick and we
this
haven't
is
had
Brandon,
a child.
Yeah?
Brandon, yeah.
How old is he?
He's 2 years old,
right.
Nearly. We didn't really get a chance to do a proper honeymoon, so it would be a lovely honeymoon.
Why
so.
Isn't she here this evening?
Because if she was here, she would have been saying, go after 1,000, so...
Don't look at me like that.
What would she be saying about this one, then?
With me standing here, she'd be like, yeah, I reckon you'll be all right. Knowing me, I'm quite quick with my hands and my feet, I like to think. But having said that, I can't believe I messed up that last go.
Well, let's see how you do. You have 5 lives. You have a trial run and you have a simplify. Yep. So you're in, you know, reasonable shape here. Yep. It's pretty good for £10,000.
Yep.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going straight.
Straight in for £10,000. Into the queue. Two containers, 10 balls in each. All you have to do is to transfer them within the time. Tell me when you're ready and the cube will play the game.
Okay. Okay.
Cube, play the game. Go!
5, 4, 3. Two.
Quick.
One.
Quick.
4 lives remaining.
That was rubbish.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harder than you thought.
Yeah. Hands get in the way of one another. Not a lot you can do about that, really.
No. What was your brain saying to you?
Clearly not a lot.
Did it help you?
I did try and grab the wrong colour, and all of a sudden you're thinking, what goes where? I'll be honest, when I was out there, I thought, I'll do this one. I'll do this one easier than I did the one before.
You have 4 lives.
Yeah.
And you still have your simplify.
Yeah.
Another go?
Yeah.
You tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
People start the game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cue, play the game. Go!
5, 4, 3, 2.
Quick!
1.
Quick!
Three lives remaining.
Was very close.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Shall I simplify?
Well, you seem to be going slow to me. Can't you go a bit quicker? But I'm not in there, Scott, am I? So it's easier for me to say.
Nice to say you got confidence. See, if I don't simplify, then that leaves me in quite a precarious situation moving on, doesn't it?
I'd do it again without a simplify, because you were so close to doing it.
I'm going to say that cliche that I didn't think I would say, but I come here with nothing, so we'll give it one more go.
OK, well, you're still a long way from nothing. One more go. Hopefully, you'll nail it on this one and take that simplify through to the £20,000 game, which is coming up next.
Yep.
You go when you're ready.
Okay.
Cube, play the game. 6. Speed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 2 lives remaining.
Don't even know what happened there. That started off quite well.
It started off absolutely on time. This is a game that messes up people's heads.
Yeah. I'm from Essex, it doesn't take a lot to mess me up.
What would your wife be saying to you now?
Yeah, she's going to say to simplify it, definitely.
And what are you going to say?
Yeah, I think I'm going to simplify this. I'm happy.
Cube, please simplify the game?
The time you have to sort the balls has been increased.
So same amount of balls, more time. 2 seconds more, and you would have done it on the go before.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping for a bit more time.
Well, it looks like half an hour.
Maybe 45 minutes. I cannot let this beat me. No way.
What you've got to do now is just nail this for the £10,000.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
We do need a big round.
Good luck, you have 2 more attempts at this. Let's get you out here with £10,000. Tell me when you're ready.
Come on, Scotty.
Okay.
Can you play the game? Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes, you did. Scott, you've got 1 life remaining.
I didn't think I'd be hearing that until like 100 grand.
That's what happens sometimes. This is it.
Yep.
This is 1 life remaining. The 1 life that stands between you and £10,000, or you and nothing.
Yeah.
It's 10 grand or nothing, Scott, on this go.
Okay.
Best of luck. You tell me when you're ready. We're all behind you, and I'm going to say, give him a huge round of applause. Come on now, Scott. This is the one. This is the one. This is the one.
Okay.
Can you play the game? Go!
5, 4, 3, 2.
Come on, go on, come on, come on, come on!
Contestant. Defeated. Oh.
So close. Until the last few balls, you were there on time and ready.
Yeah.
And your head messed you up. I asked you when you stood here before you went in, do you think you're the sort of person that this is going to mess up their heads?
Yeah.
And it does. I'm so, so sorry. Who would have thought that it would be so difficult? But it is. Once you're inside there, it can be very tough.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you won't take any money away from the cube, but we've loved having you here, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And of course, for Scott, everyone. Another contestant defeated. Were you shouting at your telly? Do you think you could do better? Could you beat the cube?